Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. On today's episode, it is free agency week. It sounds like Evander Kane may walk from the Oilers, so who could the Oilers take a look at this week on free agency day? We will take a look at that and so much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers Podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. On today's episode, yes, as mentioned, it sounds like Edmonton has given Evander Kane the permission to chat with other teams. So who could the Edmonton Oilers be looking at to replace his services on that top line and in the top six? Well, we will talk about three players the Edmonton Oilers might be bringing in. Some of them might be a former Oiler. We will get into that. Plus, it sounds like Connor Brown will be out of his or is making his way out of Ottawa. Darren Dreger sent out a tweet today saying that it sounds like trade talks around Connor Brown are heating up and Edmonton may be a destination. Something we talked about last Friday. We will get into that and who the return might be. It's a Finn. We will get into that. Plus, our predictions for free agency week. Yes, it is free agency week. How exciting. It's time to get the frenzy started. Thank you so much for tuning in to Locked On Oilers and making it your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Plus, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Where we are going to start today, as mentioned, it sounds like, and there have been reports coming out this morning more specifically, that the Edmonton Oilers have given Dan Milstein, Evander Kane's agent, and Evander Kane permission to take a look for contracts elsewhere. It sounds like Evander Kane wants $8 million, and the Edmonton Oilers are saying, well, we could use that $8 million. A lot of other pretty things. So who could the Edmonton Oilers spend those $8 million on? What are those pretty things that the Edmonton Oilers could spend that $8 million on? Well, we have three players here that we think the Oilers could take a look at, should take a look at. Sounds like one of them is basically inevitably already an Oiler. And if Connor Brown is coming back to the Oilers in a finished trade, well, maybe this guy may already be on his way to Edmonton. I do also have my phone up, so if I do look at my phone at any point, I apologize. That's only for breaking news, and that is for you, just in case there is a move. But let's get into these players here, potential replacements for Evander Kane. Tough guy to replace, especially with what he did with Connor McDavid. But if he's going to be pricing himself out of Edmonton, the Oilers can be using that money more effectively. And these three players, honestly, as I was doing my research, I'm sitting there going, forget about Evander Kane. If they could find a way to bring in all three of these guys, that would be fantastic. It's not realistic, but I think, honestly, the first two are the most realistic. And if the Oilers do end up saving $8 million from not signing Evander Kane, then I think they could use that $8 million to sign both of the first two players. If not, well, the last player on this list could be quite coveted and is a former Oiler. So let's get into the list. The first name is somebody that we've been talking about for a little bit now, and that's Claude Giroux. I won't talk your ear off about Claude Giroux because we have a whole other episode about Claude Giroux. So if you want to see or hear that, go to that. But in short, realistically, Claude Giroux, I think genuinely Claude Giroux would be a better option for the Edmonton Oilers than Evander Kane. When Claude Giroux, went to Florida, everyone was going, oh, okay, well, the kid, he's much older than me. Well, only 10 years-ish. He is going for that cup. He wants that cup. Claude Giroux wants that evasive cup that has gone awry or hasn't fallen into his hands. On some good Philadelphia Flyers teams in the past, but recently the Flyers have not been great. And that's not breaking news. So once he went to Florida, like I said, it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe he'll get his wish. But not only was he going to a good team, a much better team, one of the best teams in the league, his stats also followed. Now, that's obvious. If you're going from a bad team to a much better team, you're going to get better. But not this good. Okay, as we mentioned, when he went to Florida in 18 games played, 3 goals, 20 assists, 23 points. Imagine if he's finding Mason Marchment and still putting up a 20 assist clip. Could you imagine if he's finding Connor McDavid? Throughout the entire season, 75 games played, 21 goals, 44 assists, 65 points. But those aren't the stats I'm talking about. I'm talking about the advanced stats. And if you know me, I know I love my goals for and goals against per 60 minutes. And Claude Giroux, if you put his numbers up against the Edmonton Oilers numbers, wow. Wow, a major difference. In all situations, 373 goals for per 60 minutes, which is 8th on the Oilers, or would have been 8th on the Oilers. A lot of the numbers will be skewed, however, because that is throughout the entire season. Let's take a look at his numbers on a good hockey team in Florida, okay? Because, man, was Philadelphia bad. And then you take a look at the numbers between Florida and Philadelphia, and you see where the differences are. So in Florida, Claude Giroux had a 5.44 goals for per 60 minutes, which would have been good, if he were placed on the Edmonton Oilers. It would be good for first on the team. Then his goals against per 60 minutes in all situations was a 2.42, good for fourth on the team. Now, this is his 5-on-5 goals for was not terrific in Florida. It was 2.76, which would be 14th on the Edmonton Oilers today. Now, here is the most impressive stat to me. Goals against per 60 minutes at 5-on-5, Claude Giroux, 1.25, which was good, or would have been good, for first on the Edmonton Oilers. The guy who was sitting at number one this past season, Jesse Puljujärvi at 1.8. Not only does Claude Giroux, as mentioned, have that scoring touch like Evander Kane, but he has the two-way skill as well. He can play in the defensive end, as seen here. Goals against per 60 minutes, first on the Oilers at 5-on-5, or would have been, and would have been fourth on the Oilers in all situations. Claude Giroux, I think, would be a great fit for the Edmonton Oilers, especially on that top line. Another great fit for the Edmonton Oilers because of some of his ties to Connor McDavid, and if Connor Brown comes to the Oilers as well, has some a repertoire there. And that's Dylan Strome. Yes, Dylan Strome is not getting tendered by the Chicago Blackhawks. He will become a free agent. And the Edmonton Oilers, I think, are the front runners for Dylan Strome last year. 69 games played, 22 goals, 26 assists, 48 points. Of the available free agents this year, only a handful of them, Patrice Bergeron, David Perron as well, and a couple others had more points than Ryan Strome. Only three other current free or available free agents available for this summer had more points than Dylan Strome. With Dylan Strome at 5-on-5, which is the most important stat, I think, for Dylan Strome, because he won't be playing on the penalty kill. Will he get power play time? Probably, but with the Edmonton Oilers power play, he'll probably be on the second unit more likely, or kind of like a Puljujärvi or Yamamoto. Sometimes they come out on that first line, depending on whatever Giroux's doing. But if the Oilers sign Giroux. But in on 5-on-5, he had a 2.77 goals for per 60 minutes, which was tied with Kyler Yamamoto if he was put on with the Edmonton Oilers. And at 5-on-5, goals against per 60 was at 2.5, tied for ninth with Tyson Barrie. Pretty impressive names there. Then on the power play, let's mention the power play, because if he were, he would, this is a replacement for Kane. And so as I was taking a look at these numbers, Vander Kane's name came up. At during the power play, Dylan Strome had an 8.08 goals for per 60 minutes, which was better than Evander Kane. More effective on the power play. So maybe he wouldn't be on that second unit. Maybe he'd be on that first unit. And the final name that I think the Edmonton Oilers might take a look at in this year's free agency, or one of those guys that did have more points than Dylan Strome. He's a former Oiler. I just mentioned him. He's a Stanley Cup champion as well. David Perron. Yeah, how about a little bit of David Perron? This year, 67 games played, 27 goals, 30 assists, 57 points for David Perron. Another guy who is just a blue-collar guy will go out there and chip away four goals. Chip away for, David Perron was one of my favorite Oilers when he was here in Edmonton. He got moving. He was traded to Edmonton for Nail Yakupov, who I really like coming out of junior. So, I think a very sentimental kind of player as well. And then you take a look at his numbers as well. Not only is he good offensively, but he's good in his own zone as well. In all situations, David Perron would have sat second on the Edmonton Oilers with a 1.89 goals against per 60 minutes. That was 0.01 worse than Jesse Puljujärvi, who was first for the Oilers in that stat at 1.88 in all situations. And then at 5-on-5 for David Perron, a 1.7 goals against per 60 minutes, which would have been good for first on the Oilers. That's the type of not only offensive output the Edmonton Oilers need to look for in their new signing now, but also throughout their lineup. That could be a guy who's playing top minutes for the Oilers and preventing goals in their own end, but also scoring goals in the other end. That's exciting for the Edmonton Oilers. But who will the Oilers pick up? We shall see heading into free agency on Wednesday. One thing we may not have to wait till Wednesday for is who Connor Brown's next NHL team is. And I have a sneaking suspicion, if you watched Friday's episode as well, that next team is going to be the Edmonton Oilers. So what will a trade for him look like? And just what does he bring to the Edmonton Oilers? We will get into that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our partner over at Athletic Greens. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started using AG1 because honestly, first of all, I wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. I'm a big boy. I don't like things that don't taste great. Especially when you think of a supplement drink, you think, oh my goodness, it's just greens. AG1 is not that at all. Plus, I wanted something that optimized my gut health and my immune system as well. I've got my parents on it as well. They text me saying, oh my goodness, thank you, genuinely. It is unbelievable what they have at Athletic Greens. So what is Athletic Greens? I hear you barking, big dog. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and aging. All of the things. All of the things. It is lifestyle friendly whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar with no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, all while still tasting great. That is why I use Athletic Greens. I like tasty things. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than that cold brew addiction that you have, because I'm certainly, as soon as I finish recording this, I'm walking directly to Starbucks because I do have that cold brew habit. It is recommended by professional athletes. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, including from those athletes as well. Right now, it is time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It is just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That is it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is head to athleticgreens.com/NHL network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Alrighty, let's move into Connor Brown, who doesn't have green in his name. He has brown in his name. So sorry, Athletic Greens. I couldn't roll that together. But Connor Brown, it sounds like, is on his way out of Ottawa. Darren Dreger tweeted out today that it sounds like the trade market for him is heating up. Sounds like Edmonton is a top destination for him. And if you watched our episode or listened to our episode on Friday, this is nothing new to you. Because on Friday, we said that it seems like Jesse Puljujärvi will be out the door and heading to the nation's capital for Connor Brown. Yes, Connor Brown, the former former Erie Otter. Yeah, that's right. He was an Erie Otter. So now you're starting to go, oh, okay, now this is starting to make sense. Now it's starting to make sense why the Edmonton Oilers would want Connor Brown. Well, because Connor Brown played with Connor McDavid in Erie. In fact, Connor Brown's best year in Erie came the year Connor McDavid joined the Erie Otters in 2013-2014. You want to hear those stats that Connor Brown had with Connor McDavid? 68 games played, 45 goals, 83 assists, 128 points. 128 points in 1 year with Connor McDavid for Connor Brown. Now, you must be sitting there going, well, there must have been some sort of establishment of points for him. Yeah, kind of. The two previous years for Connor Brown in Erie went like this. 63 games played, 28 goals, 41 assists, 69 points. So those assists are basically cut in half. So are the goals. In 68 games played in 2011-2012, 68 games played, 25 goals, 28 assists, 53 points. So something clicked. Literally, almost 100 points more from when Connor Brown didn't have Connor McDavid to when Connor Brown did have Connor McDavid. And then on top of those, you want to talk about plus minus. Now, I know plus minus isn't the most sexiest stat ever. But that is okay when you're talking about OHL because that's all they have really available. But it is also pretty impressive to take a look at those numbers with the difference that Connor Brown had from when Connor McDavid came in to when he wasn't there in Erie. In 2011-2012, 2 years before Connor McDavid came in, Connor Brown had a minus 72 that season. Minus 72. I didn't even know that was possible. Then the following year, they got a little bit better and they sat at a minus 11 for Connor Brown. And then when Connor McDavid stepped in on the Erie Otters, a plus 44 for Connor Brown. Now, the interesting thing is Connor McDavid didn't even light up the league really that year. 66 points for Connor McDavid, but the influence was just so, it was obvious. I mean, if you've watched Connor McDavid, you know what Connor McDavid brings to the Edmonton Oilers. And Connor Brown is one of Connor's best friends, closest friends, really. And that type of chemistry is unbeatable. But you take a look at Connor McDavid's career. And that year, except for the year that he broke his collarbone and played only 45 games, he still got 48 points that year. In 2013-2014, the year that he first stepped in to Erie and Connor Brown got 128 points, that is McDavid's lowest point total ever in his career. Again, other than that shortened season in his first year in the NHL. That's terrifying and exciting at the same time. So, quickly, what does Connor Brown bring to the Edmonton Oilers? Well, last year in Ottawa, 64 games played, 10 goals, 29 assists, which was a career high for Connor Brown this year, which is pretty impressive considering how should I put this lightly? I mean, Ottawa was a pretty decent team last year, pretty exciting young team to watch. They're only going to give, I mean, one of the best draft weekends for them this past weekend. They're going to be an exciting team, but they weren't the last couple of years. But still, 29 assists for him last year, 39 points, 10 penalty minutes, which is interesting considering he's probably going to be a third line guy, but he can keep himself on the ice and disciplined. That's kind of exciting. Career highs for Connor Brown. He's was much off his pace for his career high this season, but in two years ago, 2020-2021, 21 goals for Connor Brown. As I mentioned, this year was a career high for him in assists, but his career high in points came in 2019-2020. With 43. So he does still have a little bit of that scoring touch. Imagine what he can unlock in Edmonton. But the unfortunate thing is, are those advanced stats. And you know my advanced stats. I love that goals for, goals against per 60. So let's quickly look at those numbers. I'll get into the numbers and I'll make my case for why it's all right. In all situations, he had a 2.69 goals for per 60 minutes, which if you put him on the Edmonton Oilers, would have been good for 16th on the Oilers. Goals against per 60 in all situations was a 3.8, which would have been good for 26th on the Oilers. At 5-on-5, 2.44 goals for per 60 minutes, 19th on the Oilers. 5-on-5, a 2.97 goals against per 60 minutes, which was good for 25th on the Oilers. And then just some extra stats here. PK, if he were to play on the penalty kill, which is realistically, if he's playing in the bottom six, he probably would. That would be a guy the Oilers would want playing in the bottom six. Only a 7.05 goals against per 60 for him there, which would have been good for seventh on the Oilers on their PK. So not too bad. But then he wouldn't really play on the power play at all because his goals for per 60 minutes was a 4.79. Now, I bring that up because, as I mentioned, what do I think that trade will look like? Well, I'm sorry to say, because I am a Jesse Puljujärvi stan through and through, but the return is going to be Jesse Puljujärvi. I'm not sure if there's going to be anything added on the Oilers side. I'm not sure if there's going to be anything added on the Senators side. But the two main pieces of this trade will be Connor Brown going to Edmonton and Jesse Puljujärvi going to the nation's capital. So let's take a look then at the counterpiece for Ottawa and what he did this year. For the Edmonton Oilers, Jesse Puljujärvi had a 4.18 goals for per 60 minutes, which was good for sixth on the Oilers, 10 points higher, 10 places higher than what Connor Brown would have been. At goals against per 60 minutes in all situations was a 1.88, as we've mentioned a couple times, good for first on the Oilers. 3.26 goals for per 60 minutes in all situations, which was good for fifth on the Oilers. 1.8 goals against in all situations for Jesse Puljujärvi, in 5-on-5, which was good for first as well for the Oilers. And then on the power play, 12 goals per 60 minutes for Jesse Puljujärvi on the power play, which would have sat first on the Edmonton Oilers. Well, which did sit first on the Edmonton Oilers. You draw your conclusions as you will. Obviously, there are a lot of things that go into a move like that, but we shall see. We shall see if it comes official, when it becomes official, and then we will talk a little bit more on when we shall see just what the intentions are for them. What, for what it's worth, one of my closest friends is a massive Toronto Maple Leafs fan, and when he heard that, because Connor Brown used to play for the Leafs, when he heard that Connor Brown was probably going to the Oilers, he's quite disappointed. The thing that he said was, he's a Zach Hyman type. He's a guy that you guys are really going to like to watch because he just goes in the dirty areas and does it well. So, Oilers fans, maybe a pretty exciting prospect, or the idea, I guess. He's not a prospect anymore, but pretty exciting thing to think about for the Edmonton Oilers. Alrighty, so it is free agency week, and we've been talking about the could-haves and potentials, but let's talk about the absolutes, baby. Well, not exactly. We are going to make our predictions for this opening week of free agency. What's going to happen, and what will the Edmonton Oilers do? We will get into that in just a second, but first, BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news. Hey, the MLB All-Star Game is right around the corner. Let's take a look at some of those home run derby props, huh? Huh? Oh, we love a little home run derby, baby. Hey, BetOnline. I wonder who's going to be in it. It's got to be Vlad. I think Vlad. Nah, Vladdy can't win it. Who will it be? Christian Walker, Arizona Diamondbacks, one of the top. No. Maybe is he in Arizona? I think he'll be in the home run derby. One of the best home run hitters this year. Pete Alonso as well. A couple guys you can take a look at BetOnline. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and much more, including scores as well. And betonline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, golf, and UFC. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Alrighty, we shall move into our final segment of today. Just a quick one. We shall let you go really quick here. We've held you too long, but that's okay. Last week, we will go through our predictions, and last week, not exactly all correct, all of them, but one of them hit almost bang on the head. The first prediction from last week is, I predicted that Jesse Puljujärvi would get traded. Well, I wasn't quite correct. I heard a little bit of the rumors on Friday. I think either today or tomorrow, before free agency opens, Jesse Puljujärvi will be traded. But I just, we shall see. That's me just trying to make myself feel better from my failed attempt last week. Jesse Puljujärvi not traded last week, so that prediction last week was wrong. The second prediction from last week was that I thought the Edmonton Oilers would pick two goaltenders, and that was only if the Edmonton Oilers were able to scoop up another draft pick, or that's what I was mostly thinking. The Edmonton Oilers didn't. They just basically stayed pat, especially on day two in regards to their draft picks. And they picked Samuel Johnsson from Brynäs, who's going to Rögle. A lot of Swedish names right there. 6'5" kid. Not the best season last year in Brynäs. We will see how he does in Rögle. And the third thing that I predicted from last week that I thought the Edmonton Oilers would do was pick at 29... and pick Reed Schaefer. Well, the Edmonton Oilers traded back and, well, picked still in the first round. They only traded back a couple spots to 32, so they still picked in the first round, so I'm going to count it. And they did pick Reed Schaefer there. They moved the Zach Cassian contract, so a lot of wins there on draft week for the Edmonton Oilers. Those were the three things we thought would happen last week. What do we think will happen this week? Well, the first thing that I think that will happen this week, and potentially before I even stop recording, or potentially before this episode even gets up, is I think Jesse Puljujärvi will be traded to the Ottawa Senators for Connor Brown. We just went through that. That's why I think it's going to happen. Second thing I think that will happen this week around the Edmonton Oilers is I think Dylan Strome is basically already an Edmonton Oiler. I mean, Connor Brown, this trade, I think, has been in the works since Friday for Connor Brown. You can reunite Connor Brown, Connor McDavid, and Dylan Strome. I think that's pretty exciting for all three of those players. I think the Oilers do it this week, potentially even before the window opens. Maybe they trade for his rights. I don't know. And the third and final thing I think that will happen for the Edmonton Oilers this week, as I tuck my tail between my legs and swallow my pride, I think Jack Campbell will be the Edmonton Oilers goaltender next season. I think he signs his contract. I mean, it's almost borderline tampering at this point. It sounds a lot like Jack Campbell has basically already picked his number for the Oilers. So Jack Campbell, I think, will be the Oilers draft, the Oilers goaltender next year. I don't think the Oilers win anything with Jack Campbell in the net. But we shall see. I would prefer. Oh my goodness! I just hit you all over the place. Sorry. I'm so mad. No. Again, I would prefer to be wrong. I would prefer to be wrong. I'd be all right to be proven wrong, because then if I'm proven wrong, that means the Edmonton Oilers are winning something. So we shall take it. We shall call it there. I'm so sorry for sending you across the room there as I was putting my notes away. But I promise I will be better tomorrow, and on tomorrow's episode, before free agency starts, as somebody asked for it in the comments the other day, and I said, hey, why not? Let's have a little bit of fun before free agency starts. So I'm going to use all of that cap space that the Edmonton Oilers have and show you who I would sign going into free agency and going into next season as well. Alrighty, everybody, we shall call it there. I hope you had a wonderful day. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. For your second listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On NHL. Locked On Experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. Stay up to date on everything in the hockey world with Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. That is going to be a fun podcast this week. Alrighty, let's call it there. Thank you so much. It looks like it's finally going to be a good week in weather and in hockey as well. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope you stay safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.